ABC Radio Australia.
Australia's former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has warned that China may take advantage of political chaos left by this week's split in the Pacific's top regional body. Earlier this week, five Micronesian nations announced they would split from the Pacific Islands Forum after an acrimonious battle to select the new Secretary General. Australia and New Zealand are now trying to encourage all Pacific nations to negotiate a compromise which will keep the forum together. But Mr. Rudd says it's a huge blow to regional unity with terrible consequences for Australian foreign policy. Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Judges is covering this story. Stephen, what does Mr. Rudd think this means for the region?
Well, Mr. Rudd has a pretty grim prognosis about what this means both for the Pacific Island region, but also for Australia. Of course, we've spent quite a bit of time discussing what this means for the Pacific. Of course, we've now got a peak regional diplomatic body which is riven by regional disputes. And that's got serious consequences, not just for PIF, but for the Pacific more broadly. There's not only the fears that it could lead to broader political destabilisation, but also the possibility that this disunity could undermine Pacific campaigns, including Pacific-led campaigns on climate change, which have lent very heavily on unity and the moral authority that gives as they press larger countries to cut their carbon emissions. Now, in terms of the implications for Australia, well, at least behind closed doors, the government hasn't been too alarmed by what's happened. It's pointed out that it maintains good relations with a number of North Pacific nations, that it's opened a new network of embassies and consuls in several Micronesian nations. So Australia will continue to maintain relations with North Pacific nations. However, the former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, is much more pessimistic. He says that the broader destabilisation of PIF could have severe implications for Australia. His argument is that if Micronesia does go its own way, it will be much more vulnerable to pressure from outside forces, and that includes the country of China. Of course, we know that three of the Micronesian nations that have made this announcement that they're going to split retain ties with Taiwan. Mr. Rudd argues that makes them more vulnerable to coercion now from Beijing. This is what he had to say.
To lose a third of its membership, the Micronesian states, is a massive strategic setback for Australia. It breaks, potentially, the sense of strategic community which has long existed, and I believe opens a whole fresh new door into Micronesia on the part of the Chinese.
And it's worth noting, Mr. Rudd puts a fair amount of blame at the feet of Australia here. Now, of course, Australia isn't at the core of this dispute. It's really a dispute that draws on regional resentments, some of which go back many, many years. Nonetheless, Mr. Rudd argues that Australia could have played a more active role in trying to arbitrate some sort of compromise. And he says that Australia's policies on foreign aid and on climate change have damaged Australia's reputation in the region, making it much harder for it to play an active and helpful role in this latest crisis. This is what he had to say.
They didn't have to do what they did on development aid, and the region concluded that Australia under the Conservatives was turning their back on them. They didn't have to do what they did on climate, which is to ignore the threat existentially of coastal inundation, but they did. And they could have engineered the politics and the diplomacy of this most recent ballot for the Secretary Generalship in a far more effective way in which they've done. This is just fail, fail, fail.
That was former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd speaking there. So what role can Australia play now then?
Well, that's a good question. Of course, we know that we've now got a one-year period in which the Micronesian nations are going to go through the process of formalising their departure from PIF. They haven't admitted this, but it's being seen in Australia and New Zealand at the very least, that one-year window, as an opportunity to begin some fresh negotiations, to find a compromise that might coax Micronesian nations back into PIF. Now, whether that happens or not is another question, but that's the ambition at least. Now, what can Australia do in this? It's probably not going to be at the centre of those negotiations. That should probably be left to others, but nonetheless, Tess Newton-Kane from the Pacific Hub at the Griffith Asia Institute says Australia could provide support, technical support, logistical and transport support, in order to ensure these negotiations can go smoothly. Let's take a listen to what she had to say.
Is be prepared to sit alongside with key Pacific partners. There is obviously political will for working on this. It's going to require a lot of work, and I think Australia needs to see itself as sharing the load, but resisting the temptation to try and take the lead.
So that's going to be a particularly difficult balancing act for Australia as it and New Zealand and the small Pacific Island nations try and work on some sort of compromise that allows PIF to stay together.
Stephen Jedgetts, our foreign affairs reporter, thank you. It's been said this week that Pacific regionalism has changed forever. Coming up in about 15 minutes' time, we'll hear from Dr. Transform Angarau, who says he wasn't surprised by this week's developments.